Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Dexter, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. Wonderful to be with you.
It's lovely to have you with us. Now, I better explain firstly about you, because you posted a video, just before we explain everything else to people, you posted a video of you playing the cello outside your home.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
And your home is where?
So, County Mayo. County Mayo, yeah.
So, you have this beautiful house, and you've got those, is it a Rondek chairs? Is that what they call them?
Ah.
You have those, which we love. They are the most comfortable outdoor chairs, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And they can take the weather, I tell you, because they get hit with a lot of it there in
the
Atlantic.
Yeah, and they can take the weather.
They can. You've got to keep your paint job up. But
okay, but we have to get some. They're beautiful. But anyway, there you are playing the cello, and you went viral.
Yes, it sort of took on a life of its own.
But let's explain, firstly, what made you decide to do this? I don't mean playing the cello, because it's a beautiful instrument. I mean the idea of sending out these on social media and stuff.
Well, it was the pandemic, and a lot of time at home. I was also anticipating the birth of my first child, and we had this, it was a magical time at home, but of course it was tough, there was uncertainty, and I, as a form of therapy really, I would play my cello outside.
But you were a teacher, am I correct?
I was a teacher, yeah, in the local Gael school in Westport. I was doing music classes with kids, and of course the school's closed. I didn't know at first for how long, but it was, of course, permanent or for a long time. And yeah, my cello playing took over my day, really. You know, without teaching there, I would play cello all day to my family, to my dog,
to anyone who listened.
And that was it, kind of, until I started to film it. And that kind of made a life
difference. But you see, you filmed it, you showed off this beautiful scenery, your beautiful home. And people obviously were just taken with the moment, because you gave people some sort of solace, so you connected with people.
Oh, well, I think there is something viscerally impactful about that West of Ireland view. We all know it. Yep. We've brought up with it. But also the sound of the cello has something as well that really reaches out to you. And when I put those two things together, they were always had to be together for me. They were two very special parts of my life. But what I didn't realise is how it was perhaps universal, that people all around the world connected with this idea of the cello in this beautiful West of Ireland landscape. Yep.
It's just beautiful, because we were having a look at some of it and it's just magnificent. However, before we go any further, you have a cello with you.
I do.
Are you inclined to play it?
I am, absolutely. Okay. This cello has accompanied me in the seat beside me on my flight.
We're going to explain that in the first round. Tell us what you're going to play first.
So I'd love to play you the opening track of my debut album I released last year.
Right.
The song is called Fela. It was named after my niece who was born during the pandemic, and it opens this album that was recorded outside with all the sounds of nature in the West of Ireland. And it's even though it was in a difficult time when it was written, in that dark winter of the pandemic, it's about the joy that exists in those moments side by side, not making the hardship any less hard, but the joy is also not taken away by the hard times. They exist together.
Oh, what is your niece's name?
Fela.
Fela. Oh, it's her name.
That is her name. It's named after her.
Sorry.
And the moment of her birth, that's what it was written in response to.
That's a lovely thing. I hope you've written music for your own family, have you? Your immediate family.
Well, everything really is sort of for them. But this has a specific place in time, the birth of my niece, Fela.
What age is she now, then?
So she's two now.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Fela, this is for you if you're listening. I think she's highly unlikely to be in school just yet. So off you go.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. That's just beautiful. It's an amazing instrument because it can be a terribly sad instrument at times, the cello. Because I'm saying to the lassies at home that I was that you were coming in, and I played the Wayfarer. The Wayfarer is a piece of music by Bruce Springsteen's Wayfarer, and he opens it with cellos.
Yes,
and it's magnificent.
I think it has this.
It can be both.
It shows the level of emotion, but it shows the depth. It shows that it's not a black or white.
No, it's not.
A polarized thing.
No, it's not.
There's depth in both the sorrow and the joy.
Now, I have to say, this Solace is your CD, by the way, just to make the point about Solace. And Fade is the opening track on it.
It is indeed, yes.
You think we've done no research. What's important here, just to make this point, is we have people who come to see us from time to time, and they could be coming from the north side of Dublin, or in fact, the south side, and we'd find they'd be late when they'd come to us. Do you know what I mean? They'd be held up in traffic or whatever. You not only came to us via Paris from the airport.
Yes.
Right? You literally have fallen off the plane, come to us from Paris. But prior to Paris, you came from Brazil.
I did indeed. I've come straight from Brazil.
And you weren't a minute late.
This
can
is my
just
off.
Say
thank
this,
you, thank you.
This is a record that no one would be able to compete with. Can I ask you what you were doing in Brazil?
Yes, I was in Sao Paulo. That was my last stop. I arrived here just to come straight here to RTE, which I'm delighted about. Yes, I was doing. I had the wonderful opportunity of doing a tour of all of Brazil, so visiting cities across the country. It was part of the embassy and the consulate there, the Irish embassy for St. Patrick's Day for their festivities.
Fantastic.
With Minister Sean Flanning.
Yeah.
And we were doing various events across the country. It was an incredible experience, yeah.
Was it really?
It was.
Did you really connect? I bet you did, because...
Well, this is what I couldn't have expected was the reception to get to this music. So I didn't expect people to know the music or to respond to it deeply. You know, it's such a difference in culture, difference in geography. We're so far away, the other side, other hemisphere. But there was a real connection, and I've almost never felt such warmth and such a wonderful response.
How lovely!
Yes.
Did you get the jumper there?
The jumper came. Now it wasn't worn. Okay. It was very hot.
Because I had the look of a jumper that might have come out of Brazil.
It's
gorgeous. And you're in your shorts. I should explain.
I am.
A mighty man, obviously. You'd forgotten about the weather here, had you?
I had. Yes, it was completely. Very hot leaving, and yes.
One of the things I noticed when I was reading up on you, you've performed on CNN, Sky News, BBC Television, Global News Canada, Virgin, RTE, obviously, TG Carr. How many hits did you get? It's phenomenal, the number of hits you've gotten from playing outside your house.
Yeah, I never could have imagined. So the numbers got into the tens of millions quite soon. And this is before I'd recorded a record or I was only at the very beginning of my career. Music was always such a private thing I did at home, you know, with my family or things I did with my friends. But it took it to a very different place to know that tens of millions of people around the world were listening to my playing.
It's astonishing, isn't it? It's the power of that social media thing. Where obviously, we're talking about COVID. Obviously, we're talking about connection and the fact that you were doing what you were doing. Isolated, beautiful setting, like something from a movie, you know, where you were. So it looked, and it made people feel, particularly Irish people, I suppose, feel homesick or maybe closer to home in a way.
Certainly with the Irish diaspora and things, we're connecting with, they knew that landscape. You know it well, Marty.
Yes, of course.
That impact it makes, the Atlantic Ocean. But what I'm finding out now and after the week in Brazil is that this is something that extends beyond Irish people around the world. There is something very impactful about that west of Ireland landscape, that people from very different cultures, different countries, different landscapes see that, and it does make that magic impact.
Helped greatly recently by Martin McDonagh, of course.
I think so, yes.
But you know, it's casting about you. I found out that you're a root vegetable person.
I am.
You ask people for a bit of a biog. I now know that you have porridge or fruit in the morning.
I do. How did you know this?
Because you have a healthy look about you. It's the sourdough.
I am very boring at my breakfast. This. Every morning it's porridge and fruit.
And Glossary Organic Farm in Westport. I'm giving them a plug as well. You have them around here.
Their veg market every week. We have a box of fresh local fruit and vegetables that comes from, and that feeds us all week. Yeah, Glossary.
Good for you.
They're the best.
Your partner's listening?
Yes, I believe we are big fans. Listen every morning.
Who's at home?
So Jan and my baby June, who's 2 years old.
Jan and June.
Yes.
That would be confusing if you ran in to the house. No one would know who you were asking about.
It can be.
Jan, June. What are you doing? we have another track lined up from the album.
Beautiful.
But you've brought the cello.
Yes.
I kind of think, would you give us another one?
I would, of course, yeah.
Obviously, people can get the album.
Yeah.
What's your next plan? What's your process?
Well, I have released, just in the last few weeks, my first run-up few singles from the album. It's called Cold Blue Atlantic Air. And I have, in 2 weeks' time, another track coming up that's going to be released. It's called The Two Sisters, and it's a reflection on the time I had last summer in Canada, playing there over in Vancouver. Are you familiar with the Two Sisters Mountains that
tell
look
me,
down at
no,
you?
No, I've never been to Canada, so tell me all.
Well, wow. So there's Snow Peak Mountains, they were when I was there, that overlook the city. Everywhere you are, you can see them. It's like in Mayo, Kirkpatrick. Okay. It follows you around.
Yeah.
And every morning we would get up, I was there with my daughter, and she would be, with the time difference, she was up very, very early. And she would say, Daddy, Daddy, let's go to see the Two Sisters. And that were the names, one of the names that's given to the mountains that overlook Vancouver. And we'd go up into the balcony early in the morning and we'd watch the sunrise and look at the Two Sisters together. And this is a song I wrote while I was over there and about those special
gorgeous
moments.
Do you want to give it a go?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that'll be lovely.
Absolutely.
Patrick Dexter would be playing live, not outside his house as we speak, but right in front of me. Here is the Two Sisters. The sound of one hand clapping is no use. You can't be doing it. It sounds ridiculous. That's gorgeous.
Thank you.
That's just beautiful. They'll be expecting you home soon. They'll be saying, when is Daddy coming home?
They will indeed. They expected me yesterday, and with flights getting all mixed up, I made a delay, but I had a wonderful help by a person from Wexford I'd like to say hello to, Emer.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not like yourself, I'm not a seasoned flyer. So when everything got mixed up with the transfer, I was finding it difficult, but Emer from Wexford, she took my hand and led me through it and
got me
safely reorganised, so thank you to her.
Oh no, that's perfect. I'm just thinking, over in Mayo, we'll remember the American president now, with your political connections, Joe Biden is heading that way.
He is. His roots are from not far from where I live.
But this is what I'm thinking.
Yep.
So have you made it known that you are available for a fee that you could be prepared to entertain the president of America?
It would be an absolute dream. You know, got to play for some Brazilian politicians over in them.
Sure.
And it felt, what an honour. And to play for Joe Biden here in Ireland.
Well, I'm sowing a seed.
Thank you. The seed has been sowed. Let's see if it blossoms.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure. And lovely to and that beautiful cello, I presume, sat beside you on the plane.
It did. So this has accompanied me all my way on my travels. It has a seat by itself. You get to know your instrument very well when that's the case. It has its own boarding pass. It has its own Mr. Instrument, I believe it's on the boarding pass.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's treated very well.
Well, it has to be because it's a precious piece.
Yes, it
Thank you so
is.
Much for joining
you,
us
Marty.
This morning, Patrick. A real pleasure. And just to let people know, Solace is how you can find and your parting glass is something else as well.
Oh, thank you.
Keep the faith. Talk soon. Take care.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Chat to us today about your later life lending options. Perhaps it's renovations, a return to education, or green upgrades to your home. There may still be things you want to do. If you're a homeowner over 60, a lifetime loan secured against your house from Spry Finance could help you to keep enjoying life. Of course, before you make up your mind, we want you to have peace of mind. For a free consultation in the comfort of your own home, talk to us at 01582 580 or visit spryfinance.ie. Because life never gets old. Over 60s only. Product eligibility criteria apply. Senior Money Mortgages Ireland DAC, trading as Seniors Money, Spry Finance and Spry is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM. Where life sounds better.
Now, our pals the Keatings have been on from Stradone Village who are with us every morning, and they were just saying how wonderful your videos were over lockdown. Are you going to continue doing it because there's no lockdown?
Indeed, but it's something that I love to do. I live to do. I have been doing it for many years alone, privately. I have support from people now across the world who are loving what I'm doing and have encouraged me to continue. So it's what I love to do. So yes, I will continue.
Good for you.
Yeah.
We have cello will travel. That'll be the little catchphrase on the logo and the gigs. Thank you so much again, Patrick. A pleasure.
Thank you
for coming our way this morning.